Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, 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 ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet. To my left, the one, the only, Jared Moe, baby, our champion.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while.
It has been months.
Been a minute.
Been a little bit, yeah.
You've been carrying around the gold and everything.
Yeah, had to do the adult thing. Got married a couple months ago, so, you know.
Cool. Well, congratulations. Three claps for Mo.
Thanks, guys.
All right. To his left, the good brother himself, Alex Plotkowski.
Woo!
How you doing, bud?
I'm living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Yep. You're at Probs McGobs over there.
Yes,
still
indeed.
Representing.
Still always on the Twitter machines.
Yes.
So, yes, looking forward to some raps for the graps, or graps for the straps, I should say, tonight.
Yes. And to everybody's right, the one, the only, the wearing the flannel, Chad Showtime Schultz.
How's it going, everyone?
Bang, bang. Your shirt makes me want to do that.
Yeah, I've got a Cactus Jack thing going on right now. I was actually looking for that shirt, but I couldn't find it on my floor.
Did you bring Barbie with you, or are you just going to pull that out of somewhere?
Barbed wire baseball bat?
Yeah,
got one place to pull it out of, and it'd be kind of messy.
He's sitting down right now. So.
It could happen right here live on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. But you guys, it is TLC Sunday.
Tender Love and Care.
Yes, the official pre-show of the pre-show. And in my hand, I have the Lexus of Le Champion.
The Lexicon.
Lexicon? It's some sort of car.
Lexicon meaning vocabulary.
Vocabulary, interesting. With all the picks on it anyways, is the point here. And we made our picks earlier.
Yep.
We all sent them into the chat. I have the goods here. And we're just going to get into it. Our bonus point is for the tag team match here. Mm-hmm. The Viking Experience have an open challenge issued to the locker room.
Viking Raiders. Viking Experience is their finisher. Because reasons.
I remember that one Monday Night Raw.
Because of Vince. Call them a Viking Experience forever.
I like it. Feel the experience, everybody.
Andrade's bleeding.
They got a whole arena in Minnesota. They're doing very well.
Yes.
The Viking Experience. So who do we think they're taking on here, fellas?
I said AOP.
AOP, Seth Rollins heavies.
But it could be Street Profits. It could be the club.
I know. I'm like, all of those thoughts went through my brain.
I've got the club, but I can very easily see it being AOP.
I went club the whole way because they're the best tag team in the world. They have a trophy that says so.
I think it's going to be the club, but I could see it being Street Profits because they had that match on Raw, which was very short. Wow. And Humberto Carrillo beats
Andrade.
Who's bleeding like a sieve from the face there.
That's quite the match.
Yeah.
And there's going to be trouble in paradise here. Zelina Vega and Andrade had a little bit of a miscommunication on Raw, and they were definitely in each other's faces.
Do
we think they're
going
to split? I think they're going to split. I really do.
Don't.
They shouldn't.
I think that if they split them up, I think that Zelina might go to the women's division and not necessarily be managing someone else.
She may manage Humberto here. He's been involved both times.
Oh, I mean, it would help him because he's a babyface that all he does is smile.
That's a good smile.
I don't feel like babyfaces should have hot...
Well, that's the thing. He wouldn't become
a baby. I disagree.
Macho
Man Randy Savage.
He'd become a heel.
Macho Man's like one of the few people I remember that working for.
Yeah.
But like every other time you give a... A hot female manager.
Come on, it worked in the Mark Merrill Sable Experience, didn't it?
we were talking about that.
I mean, that's like the bait. That's the big one. Is like the fans resented him for it. Like,
they're like, fuck you, fucking that hot chick.
Babyface managers have never made a ton of sense to me anyway, unless there's like a speaking issue,
right?
Yeah, but...
Like, the whole point of a
it's
manager...
It's tougher. They're an antagonist, for sure.
He's not fighting the Fiend, is
no,
he?
No, he's fighting Bray Wyatt.
Ugh.
The Miz and Bray Wyatt. We're going to talk about that next. Booking it as Bray Wyatt he's wrestling.
Correct? Yeah, I know. I picked the Fiend.
And Bray Wyatt is the one that gave the Miz Sister Abigail on SmackDown.
Right.
It wasn't even the theme. Like, he came out in the sweater.
which is that's why I think we're gonna see some Daniel Bryan in this match too.
Yeah, but everybody keeps saying that. I could definitely see that making sense.
Right.
Considering it was supposed to be Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt.
I could see Bray winning by DQ. If Bray comes out not as The Fiend, but as Bray Wyatt, I could see him winning by DQ because either The Miz like snaps on him and gets himself DQ'd, or Bryan interferes and gets Miz DQ'd.
Now, here's what I think they're going to do, like, wrestling style-wise. I think that because The Fiend is so, like, violent and, like, offensive, I think that Bray Wyatt's just going to take an ass-kicking here. I still think he's going to pick up the victory somehow, but I definitely think that Bray's going to get shit-kicked out of him.
No, if Bray comes out as Bray...
In the sweater vest.
Yeah, if Bray comes out as Bray, he will sell. He will do...
Because he's only a man.
Stuff.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised to just see him come out as The Fiend, though, and...
I hope he doesn't, because I want The Fiend to be special. I want to see The Fiend only, like...
You want The Fiend...
Do we still like The Fiend here, guys?
Yes.
After all the stinkers? I do, too. I'm still on board for The Fiend after the Seth Rollins stinker.
Because that's the thing. I don't blame The Fiend for it. I blame the fact that Seth Rollins is a boring babyface.
So, I think it's a testament to how cool The Fiend is as a character and how much we all like it that we still like it.
That's true, yes.
I feel like...
I'm willing to overlook that one night.
Yeah.
And chalk it up as a bad night of wrestling.
For a gimmick that was only 75% as good as The Fiend, I think we would all just be done with it.
Oh, yeah. We would have shat all over this. Yeah, if that was, like, Zack Ryder, we'd have shat all over it.
Yeah, I think the only reason... we still care about The Fiend is because that's how good The Fiend is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, King Forbin is the only person to pick The Miz in this. So,
somebody's got to be different, I guess.
Well, yeah. I mean, because even if he picks The Miz and The Miz wins by DQ, technically The Miz wins.
That's true. No, he can definitely steal one here. It's so, a good place to pick up points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can only get...
This is for the title, correct?
Yeah,
right.
So and for the title? It's for the title and Miz's family, I'm pretty sure.
Are we having Maurice and two kids on a forklift match?
Oh, no, man.
I want it. I want it. Get Russo out here.
Bagwell's mom on us.
Book it.
Oh, my gosh.
On a forklift. All righty. Let's move on here from that. Let's talk about Rusev and Lashley, you guys.
Oh, Christ.
Lashley.
I got Rusev.
I picked Rusev, but I could see it being Lashley.
I think it's going to be Lashley because I don't think they're done feuding here.
I thought it was leaning more towards Rusev to win this here, but...
Well, that's the thing. It's like I keep leaning towards Rusev, but that's also because of other picks I've made.
The card as a whole, as I'm looking at it, that really made me like, pick Rusev here.
Because that's the thing. I was going to pick, you know, in a different match, I was going to pick Reigns over Corbin. But I don't see getting two happy baby face moments like that.
True.
Where people get their comeuppance. And if I'm picking one over the other, I'd rather see them end the Rusev stuff now. Just because, okay, they got a divorce. Why, at this point, does anybody care about this? They're getting a divorce.
She's going to say she's pregnant, and we're all going to find out that it's Tommy's. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
He's hardcore. He'll take them both. it's Tommy's.
Great moment in ECW history. That's a deep cut.
That's
deep cut.
So
I love it so much.
Who had what for this one?
Space Force had Rusev. Mo had Rusev. Forbin had Lashley. Treb had Rusev, A-Plot had Rusev, Showtime had Lashley. All right.
Like I said, I could see it going either way. Yep. I'm either going to be...
This is the one I was the least confident about.
Because it really does. Either way, it looks like it could be, you know... And it's also the match. I don't want to say I care about the least, but the results I probably care about the
least. You don't like the storyline at all?
I don't really give a shit. I'll be perfect. It's like, it's not the worst, but it's also, like...
Do you care at all?
This is... If
you can put on a good match.
It feels like...
About 10%.
It feels like mid-card stuff from, like, 98.
No, it feels soap opera-y, very much so.
My guess is that
I don't hate it. I just wish that we would progress it a little bit further. It would say a little bit more instead of just spinning our wheels a little bit. Well,
there's two issues. One, Lashley can't talk. Two, as we've seen, Lana can't talk.
Lana can talk, she just can't remember what she's supposed to say.
Which, that's kind of a big deal.
Right. Nah, and then, go off the cuff. It worked out great for Scott Steiner. Yeah. We got Steiner math now. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get, like, Lana science out of this.
Oh, I want that. The new Bill Nye. Lana is the best. Lana number one. Yes.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
And then, but
I mean, she has been so titillating. I just need to say it again. Titillating, you guys.
Emphasis on the tit, for sure.
Yes. So, in Trebuchet's opinion, this is good TV. That's all I'm saying.
Fair enough. Of course it is. What's next on the card?
Coming up next is what I think is the main event. The Kabuki Warriors versus Becky and Charlotte.
That should be the main event.
I think we're going to close out the night with that. That
should be the main event.
I took the Kabuki Warriors because they're a tag team. But I could very well see the unlikely bedfellows, Charlotte and Becky, getting it done again.
I think the Kabuki Warriors are going to win. If Charlotte and Becky win, I see what happens is likely they go on to challenge Bayley and Sasha at the Royal Rumble, and you likely have some kind of outside interference from either the Horsemen of MMA or like another team that will lead to some kind of match at Mania that's all four of the four Horsemen.
Oh my goodness.
I'm totally okay with that, but I don't want Bayley or Becky to have the belts at that point then.
My guess is Bayley will not. I'm going to go ahead and assume Bayley will not have the belt.
I don't know about that. I mean, Bayley's heel turn isn't...
they're going to give it to Lacey Evans when she ends up challenging for it pretty soon.
Yep. I think that Bayley's heel turn needs her to have the title right now. Yeah. To make it important, I don't think that you should take it off of her. She very well will hold it till Mania.
I think Lacey Evans is going to beat Bayley for the belt. Sasha and Bayley then will go on to try to get the tag titles off of Becky and Charlotte. I don't see them taking the Raw belt off of Becky right now, though.
Well, also, what's going on? I mean, we're just at the beginning of WrestleMania season. I mean,
we're not there yet.
We're on the road to the road. We see the entrance ramp coming. That's why I'm thinking Becky and Charlotte win tonight, because this is the beginning of that storyline heading into Mania. Because then I think it's ultimately going to be Becky and Charlotte at Mania.
I'm thinking fatal four way between those four.
I have a feeling that we're going to get some big bad Shayna Baszler showing up tonight, costing Becky and Charlotte, and we're getting a Kabuki Warriors retention.
I don't think
NXT is still involved.
I think that if Charlotte and Becky win, we see Shayna likely at the Rumble or before. The Kabuki Warriors win, I don't see any reason to get Shayna involved right now.
I personally don't think any of the NXT guys are going to get involved tonight.
No, I don't.
Just because it makes it less special if they do it every single one. Like they invaded like the Survivor Series. That's fine. They'll be involved in the Rumble because we need 30 people.
Well, and there's the rumor about that
10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Yeah. So Ty Dillinger's coming back.
Trump ain't going back.
He's doing good work. He's doing good work in the AEW. He's doing
the Lord's work, and he gets Tully Blanchard, who's endlessly entertaining.
Oh my! That was the worst thing ever. Him tied up to that chair. Those ropes were pathetic.
Yeah, no, that whole segment was silly.
I didn't mind the idea of Janela tying him up, but yeah, I'm just like, who tied him up? A toddler? Jesus.
What do we do? No, a toddler could probably do a better job.
Probably.
Joey Janela is not that great. I'm not a
fan. I don't know. I love Joey Janela. I'm not sure.
They don't have cable.
I watch it on the YouTube TV.
Okay.
The boot tube. Right. Yes. So, yeah. I got Kabuki Warriors, which is still a silly name, but whatever.
Yep. Go ahead.
I took Becky and Charlotte, and it's not Survivor Series, so I'm not, you know, we'll see if I hold onto the belt. It's rare. I win usually once a year, and it's
Survivor Series. Yeah, it's literally been Survivor Series or
Look at that. He's Randy Orton.
So, Chad, you...
I try hard when I want to.
You took the Kabuki Warriors. A-Plot took Kabuki Warriors. I took Kabuki Warriors. Yeah. It looks like this is going to be your make-or-break point here, Mo, so that'll be interesting.
Because it'll be... If Becky and Charlotte retain, it's like a two-woman power trip thing. That's what it is. It's basically the, you know, Triple H...
For that to work, Charlotte needs the mid-card women's title.
Which, I mean, she kind of is. Ric Flair's her dad. That's a mid-card title.
There it goes. Woo! Yeah, I think that qualifies, yeah. Yes. All right, moving on to our next match here, fellas. Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy.
This potential to be match of the night.
Give them 20 minutes.
I'm looking forward to it. I think this is going to be Smash Mouth. Aleister Black across the board here, fellas. Nobody's picked Buddy Murphy because that's just the way WWE books things.
Yeah.
Everybody's seen this story before.
I don't see this feud carrying on past tonight, so therefore Aleister Black wins.
Yeah.
I think that it may be, but I just don't see them having Aleister Black lose his first.
I kind of want them to have like a mutual respect thing when they're done.
Double count out, maybe?
Or just like, even if Aleister Black gets him, just like... to reference an NXT match, at the end of Aleister Black versus the Velveteen Dream, he said his name, so like there was a respect thing. Do that. You can have Buddy Murphy lose, but have the respect be there. Like, all right, you wrestled your ass off. Respect. Dap it, you know? Something.
I'm rooting for the Rocky III ending. Just both guys knock each other out on that blow.
I was just going to say, I could see this match going to a non-finish. Because they don't want to hurt either. They're definitely pushing Aleister, but I feel like they're trying to get behind it.
Buddy Murphy went toe-to-toe with Roman. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, Buddy Murphy's ridiculously talented.
No, he's good. He's good. I've seen his old stuff when he was... who was he teaming with? Buddy Murphy and...
Wesley Blake.
Yeah, Blake.
Blake and Murphy, yeah.
Yeah, they were good. They had Alexa. That was a fucking amazing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big fan of that stuff. I was like, oh, these guys are still employed. That's good. I thought for sure they would have been fired because I hadn't seen them on the main card up until now.
Yeah, and Wesley Blake is a forgotten son now.
The forgotten sons are dog shit.
I like Gunner, but he has not done good work in WWE yet.
No, they're just... The matches seen them on NXT, they are sloppy.
Yeah, they're reckless.
They are very green.
Yep. Yeah. So. But yeah, no. Give Aleister Black and Buddy Murphy 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Potential to steal the show. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it doesn't let us down. It also has potential to be a stinker.
Because if he goes for a running knee, gets caught with a black mask, 1, 2, 3, and it's over in a minute.
Yeah.
That's a stinker to me.
Okay. Yep.
Like, yes, Aleister Black looks strong, but that's a stinker.
Yep. You want to protect Buddy in here.
Yeah, right. You got to make them both look good.
Absolutely. Rocky III ending, that's what I'm rooting for. All right. Coming up next for your Tag Team Championships of the World, The New Day versus The Revival.
Say yeah.
Yeah, that's New Day.
That's New Day.
I've got The Revival, guys.
Do you really?
I do.
Hey, I'm not...
Fun thing here. I don't know if you guys saw SmackDown or not, but man, The Revival had a tough time wrestling the entrance ramp there.
Oh, I didn't see that. I watched it today. And
fucking
I must have
hilarious! It's Shockmaster levels. You can follow me at Trebuchet LOL. There, I got a side by side that I retweeted. You can see both Dash and the Shockmaster falling down simultaneously. That is one of the golden tweets that you get from following
Dash me. Turned around a little too slowly on the ramp and fucking tripped.
Somebody get his mom out there. I heard he got a boo-boo.
He sold it well, too.
Yeah, I know he
just fell out of his butt.
He used to falling.
I think he said, like, fuck or something. Like, he ran when he fell. Like, you could tell he was, like, giggling about it.
It was funny when Scott Dawson tried to save him. He just walked up to him and gave him a pound and tried to take the heat off of him a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Mustafa Ali was laughing at him in the ring. It was amazing.
Yeah, as you do.
I saw like a compilation of like spots like that where things like that happen.
Yeah, no, those are fun. Like I'm gonna bust the Revival's balls about it, but that doesn't make them.
There's
like
one where Stephanie's getting out of the ring with Shane and she like stumbles a little coming off the step and like Shane kinda like makes a face like, almost fell. Yeah.
Well, the thing is like these are memorable moments because we all remember Vince McMahon running into the ring
oh my God.
That Royal Rumble and pulling out
tearing
both quads.
Both quads.
Like
just God. Sitting in the ring yelling.
These moments make you memorable, like it or not. Dawson just made like some weird top 10 list.
Yeah.
Yep. It's not better than Titus World Slide.
Titus World Slide was that, so amazing. That made it
gold. I have a friend of mine that is still convinced to this day that's a work.
That's not a work.
I'm like, there's no way it's a work.
It's not a work.
I don't think you can telegraph it that. He was fucking hauling ass.
Does your friend also think that the screw job was a work?
No.
Is your friend Scott Hall?
No. Oh. Too bad. Dude, I wish I was friends with Scott Hall.
That'd be awesome.
But
I disagree. I don't think that'd be awesome. You may have a drug problem if you're friends with Scott Hall.
He's clean now.
For now.
He's clean.
For now. Oh, man. All right. We're all a little off the rails here, fellas. So, right. Chad, you're the only person on my list that picked the Revival. Why'd you pick them?
The way I had the card booked,
He's trying to win.
We probably have heels.
Yeah, no, I'm
winning this match. I also think that the Revival going into the Rumble means that Kofi can be more believable as an option to maybe win the Rumble.
I really hope Kofi wins it this year.
I don't think he's going to win the Rumble, no but I chance. Think they might push him as a...
I'm going to say it right now. Kofi is my way too early pick for the Royal Rumble. He's my first pick. You heard it here first.
Really? It's going to be Roman. Pick.
It's going to be now. Roman.
First pick, y'all.
I think that having Kofi not have the tag titles going into the Rumble makes him more believable as a possible candidate to win. They should push him as, I'm going to win at WrestleMania again.
And it's a ladder match, too, by the way. So, all right, one more pick here because the show's starting here, fellas. The actual main event, Roman Reigns versus your king, Corbin.
Yeah.
Boro Corbo.
I've
got Roman here.
After this rivalry works so well.
After everything that's been going on, there is potential for an actual death on WWE TV tonight. Because I think he will spear him.
You are calling for the king's head here. You really are. You've been doing it all week.
Yep. He's going to spear him in half.
So, we got new people here. Let's go.
Because of my
Iron Mike Bustler, everybody.
Because of the rest of my booking,
buddy, get back. Buddy, get back.
I didn't really think about it. I got most.
Because of my booking, I that's why I took Boro Corbo.
Yeah.
You and I are the only people on my list right now that have Corbin.
Because
right.
he also
because
has,
we are smart.
Well, he also
smart.
Has Dolph Ziggler in his corner. He's got Dolph Ziggler.
No Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode's
Bobby Roode. Bobby Roy.
Is it Roy's or was it other drugs?
Oh, I'm guessing
it's
Roy's.
Wellness. Yeah,
I'm guessing
it's drugs of some kind.
He looks apple jacked right now.
He doesn't got that meth mouth look to him.
So that dude's. I don't want to say he's juicing, but there's a 80-90% chance he's on the roids.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And then
I saw a funny thing. Sidebar. So there's a thing, the funny response that Scott Steiner had when he was asked when he was in WWE if he would take a drug test. He's like, Triple H can ride together. Okay, never mind.
That's funny. So that leads us to final thoughts here. All right, Mike, first and final thoughts.
My first and final thoughts are Roman Reigns, dude.
The big dog. Ooh, they covered him in dog food. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I know, that was gross.
My wife saw that today because I was watching SmackDown and they showed that. She's like, are you serious right now? This is what you're going to watch tonight? I'm like, yep.
We thought the big dog was hungry. Like, they're trying to help him out.
I saw a screenshot of it and I thought it was poo.
I thought the same thing. Actually, when I saw it, I was like, did someone just wholesale take a dump on Roman?
Dog shit? Is that what
I was like, those catering concerns are very valid.
All right. Final thoughts, Chad Showtime Schultz. Bang, bang.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I'm currently away from social media, but you can try to follow me at it. Showtime Schultz. My name is Chad Showtime Schultz, and I need to know better.
What's your name?
Chad Showtime Schultz.
Okay, let me write that down.
Yeah, write it down. All right. I'll sign it. It'll be worth something.
All right. Final thoughts, Probs McGobs.
Final thoughts. This is a show that has no build whatsoever to it.
They put this together, what, last week?
Yeah, like within it. 10 days they put this show together. So
the match we knew about was Daniel Bryan versus The Fiend, and we're not even getting that. Yeah. So
and Mo and I talked about on the car on the way here. Hopefully it's more wrestling driven than story driven, so maybe they'll just let the people work. So yep. We'll see.
And that's what we're hoping for. Final thoughts, champ.
Well, I think we're going to have, you know, obviously no storyline a whole lot going, except for a couple matches with Lashley and Rusev, but I think we're going to have a entertaining show.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some surprises. I'm regretting my picks right now, but I'm not going to change them.
That's awesome.
I have mostly babyfaces winning, so that never happens.
That'll be a fun card.
But it'll be fun. Cool. And it's Chicken Fest, right?
It is Chicken Fest, indeed. Tables, ladders, and Chicken Fest, you guys. Oh, wow. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah,
we're not clucking around. So that just leaves me. My final thoughts are I'm looking forward to Tables, Ladders, and Chairs tonight. We're going to see great stuff on this pay-per-view, better than anything you will see on Wednesday nights across the board.
Oh, get the
main card is
we'll
so
fight
much
about
better.
That on the next
Raw and SmackDown are superior products.
Big dog.
We need like 3-hour time slots to fight about this.
I am Trebuchet. Trebuchet out.